And now we check in with WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Hello, and welcome, and thank you so much for stepping in for David on this beautiful Thursday.
No problem. So you've been busy this week. You went around the region with the roundtable crew. You were at Tanglewood, and then you were at SPAC.
It just goes to show you how incredibly lucky all of us are here in this northeastern quadrant that we live in. We have Tanglewood in our area. We have SPAC in our area. And they're all great people. And they all understand the concept of partnership with public radio and particularly with WAMC.
In the headlines, President Obama yesterday said when it comes to the Iran nuclear deal, it's either his way or quote-unquote, some sort of war.
Well, you know, he's making a very important point. And he's pointing at all those people who said we should go into and fight a war in Iraq, which turned out to be a terrible decision and based on false information. And he's saying the very same people who are all so anxious to get into that war are not anxious to prevent one when it comes to what we are trying to work out with Iran right now. It's a powerful case. I think Americans don't want war. And the Israelis are, interestingly, saying that there will be war if this thing is passed. But they have a different perspective than the people in the United States do. I do think that Obama, when he gets to this stage where he puts on his professorial demeanor, doesn't sound like a politician, just lays out facts, I think he's extraordinarily effective as a speaker.
Let's talk about some other presidential news. The first Republican presidential debate is scheduled for tonight on Fox. Your thoughts about the field? I know yesterday you talked a little bit about George Pataki not being invited to the debate.
Well, actually, they're all going to get in one way or the other. There's been so much recrimination against Fox for doing it this way that what's happening is they're having the debate and the top 10 get in, but the others get in earlier in the day. Look, it's going to be chaos. People are not yet ready to focus. There you have a bunch of people in there who are going to be yelling at each other. Obviously, Trump is the guy who everybody's going to be going after because he's in the lead. And that's what always happens in these debates. There will be people who are chicken to go after Trump because they don't want the Trump people to hate them. They'll hope that other people do the dirty work for them. It does say one thing about the immense role that Fox has carved for itself in America, Fox being a mouthpiece for the conservative interests in this country. And yet they are really calling the tune when it comes to this.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, my friend.